Welcome to another Edge of the Rabbit Hole's Rabbit Pellet, brought to you by Haunted Road Media. I'm author and ghost historian Mike Ricksecker. With me, as always, my co-hostess, Vanessa Hogel. If you have not yet, please go ahead and follow us or subscribe to us on whichever podcast platform you're currently listening to us on. And of course, please subscribe to us out at the Haunted Road Media YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Haunted Road Media. So today we're going to be talking about, Vanessa just came up with the scroll don't troll. So some of the trolls and haters that are out there on the YouTube channel, and you know, in a way, I understand where they're coming from, but in another sense, it's like, you know, if you just don't agree, I don't even understand why you're out here watching these videos. So, you know, you get the hate, and just for, you know, I'll throw this out there. You know, we had a recent commenter on our recent Shadow Person video basically slammed the existence of ghosts. He's all bent out of shape about conspiracy theories, which we only kind of like briefly touch on the channel. I mean, we do touch on it, but, you know, our thing is mostly ghosts, hauntings, supernatural, paranormal activity, things like that. And he's all been out of shape, and actually, in his own words, pissed off about these videos and people talking about these topics because his children may pick up on it. And so my immediate response to that is that, you know, I'm not responsible for what your children take in. You know, I'm not their parent. You are. But Vanessa, what's kind of concerning to me is that it's squashing you know, people's personal experiences that they've had. One thing that I've, you know, loved about everything that we've done, about what the paranormal community has been doing for decades now, is that it has given a place where people who have had these experiences can come together and share in that. Because for such a long time, you know, we were considered crazy, and people would get thrown in psychiatric hospitals for these different experiences that they had. And, you know, I adhere to, you know, my beliefs don't require you to believe what I believe. However, don't squash the actual experiences that I've had, because there are so many others out there that have had these experiences, and all we're doing is sharing those experiences with each other and trying to make sense of it all. And plus, a lot of what we're doing is also sharing the history of these locations. So, you know, something like this, somebody coming out there, even though it's, okay, this is one person, but it's not the first, it just pisses me off when somebody tries to go out there and say, well, no, you shouldn't be talking about, you know, what you've experienced, you know, because, oh my God, my children might watch it, and I'm not a responsible enough parent to monitor that. You know, I just basically want to give them the finger and say, fuck you.
Exactly. Well, and the thing about it is, and this is what I find fascinating, I read his comments, and he starts posturing and ticking off different places and talking about, you know, well, if this was the case, then this place would be overrun and this place would be overrun. Well, he obviously hasn't done his research, because some of the areas that he was discussing have been investigated, and people who are more open, whose sphincters aren't so tight, have actually had experiences in those locations. I've been overseas, many locations, and you and I have talked at great length about this. I said myself, I could walk down the street, the main street in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I can't throw a stone at somebody who isn't dead, because right, it is overrun. Just because he does not have these experiences does not mean that other people aren't. Somebody like myself, I see the deceased and hear them and talk to them all the time. All the time. Who was he to tell me I'm not? Because he isn't. That is what makes me angry. To me, it's no different than walking outside with somebody and I look up and I say, wow, that is a pretty blue color of sky. And they argue with me till they're blue in the face that it's not blue, it's green. That's what it is to me.
Right. And, you know, the thing that, one of the things, there's many things about this that annoy me, is that, you know, he's coming on to a forum, you know, which happens to be a Haunted Road Media channel, and, you know, blasting us for our beliefs. And so, you know, one of my comments back to him was, man, you must be really bored to, you know, be looking for channels that, you know, are talking about things that you don't believe in and basically trolling it. That's where your scroll don't troll comes from, mm-hmm. you know, and it's such a waste of time. It's like me going out to a forum about cats and saying dogs are better, or, you know, me going out to a gaming forum and saying gaming's stupid. You know, you should spend more time outside. It's like, that's my belief. Of course, you know, I think people should spend a little bit more time outside than gaming. You know, I like gaming, not knocking the gaming community, but it's kind of the equivalent of that. He just happened to pick Let's Slam Ghosts. And
exactly.
Apparently some conspiracy theories, but yeah.
Mike, for goodness sake, the name of the publishing house that you run and the name of our channel, Haunted Road Media, that lets anybody know if they're not into the ghosties, don't come here. It's right. It's not like it's Rick Secker Publishing and they found it by accident.
Right.
This is a person who sought out something to disagree with. Now, yeah, that is a very miserable existence.
It is. It is miserable. And given some of his comments, it sounds like to me that, you know, his kids, you know, probably were on YouTube and came across some paranormal videos. Maybe it spooked him. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he would hide in the closet after watching Scooby-Doo as a kid. I don't know. but sorry. Yeah, maybe. Actually, my mother threatened me with that one time because I was, for whatever reason, I was spooking myself there for a little while with something. And she was like, do I have to make it so you can't watch Scooby-Doo anymore? But I digress.
I understand.
Yeah. So it sounds like his kids came across something, you know, on YouTube that maybe it spooked them. Maybe they just brought it to him and questioned, hey, what's with this? You know, these people are seeing these things and they're experiencing these things. They may have even experienced something for themselves. Maybe that's why they went and sought it out on YouTube. You know, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but that's what it sounds like. And, you know, again, it's not my responsibility to monitor what his children watch. That's on him. But I think it does his kids a bit of a disservice to just, you know, say, oh, no, of that's real. You know, I mean, he can do that as a parent. That's his right. But, you know, it's part of what we do as Haunted Road Media is we try to help these people, you know, understand that, you know, all those things that they experienced as a child, that their parents tried to squash out of them, that they tried to say, no, you're just nuts. We try to help them realize that, no, you're not actually nuts. These things really do happen. And so I think it's, you know, a disservice to him as a parent. Yeah, you know, and just because he doesn't believe, again, yeah, you know, he can do that to his kids, but I think it does a disservice to them.
Well, I actually think that he's, in all honesty, I think he used that as an excuse.
Maybe.
I really do. I think he used it as an excuse. I mean, you and I have run across this quite a few times, simply because the social media and the internet are wonderful tools to interact with like-minded individuals. They are great for networking, but with every positive, there's a negative. And what we have found, and I'm sure others have found, we're not special, but what we found is it also allows people to be a little braver than they would be in person.
Yeah.
It gives them a little bit of a backbone, a bigger pair of cojones, and it gives them a chance to take out their frustrations that could be coming from any other direction and focus it on a single individual. I myself have been a victim of that many times.
Well, yeah, you get those internet bullies, and I understand how that works. And, you know, if we were standing face to face or whatever, I mean, he'd get knocked on his ass, so he won't do that face to face, you know. But behind a keyboard, you know, as somebody anonymous, and the name that he has there it doesn't even make any sense. He has no subscribers to his channel. He doesn't post any videos, so he's completely anonymous. But one of his comments that he made was about, and I'll even just read it here, the advent of the internet has put forth a lot of ideas that impinge proper knowledge. So basically, he's actually discrediting the internet. And I understand there's a lot of bullshit that's out there. Mm-hmm. But one of the wonderful things that the internet has done is been able to bring people together and has allowed a way for us to go ahead and get knowledge that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to, that maybe your local library doesn't have because they didn't have information on that subject, and you'd have to like travel hundreds of miles or whatever to some other education source that might have that information. You know, the internet has been fantastic to be able to get that information. And so, you know, one of my concerns about that was, you know, it's like he's trying to say that, you know, we should essentially form the information that's out there, that it should conform to, you know, very, very specific things. And that just brought to mind immediately George Orwell's 1984, that we're going to, you know, destroy history and, you know, make it whatever we say it is, and you have to conform to this one specific ideology, and whatever we say, you have to absolutely believe. And if anybody says anything else, then, you know, the thought police comes in and you get arrested. You know, that's
absolutely,
you know, that's basically Nazism right there.
It honest and truly is, because I mean, the one thing, like you said, that the internet has done has been able to expand our horizons when it comes to knowledge. And I, as a student who has went to school in the South and in the Midwest, I can guarantee you that what we're taught is different based on region. I can guarantee that. You know that, having went to different schools in different areas, and not just in one state. And so we all know that that is fact. So to have a tool at our disposal that allows us to not just read what we've been taught in school, but to explore that beyond those horizons and to get other opinions from other people and hear other stories. Good gravy. Just got back from Ireland and talking to some of the residents there that were in higher in age, and talking about the Irish potato famine, only to find out everything we were taught was complete bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Complete bullshit. I would not know that had I not have listened to somebody else's story. Regardless of whether you believe in certain things or not, there is always a lesson to be learned. And that's what you and I do, is put that information out there. What people choose to do with that is entirely up to them.
Yeah, keep an open mind. I mean, I'm not saying that I believe every story that somebody that everybody presents to me. You know, when it comes to the supernatural and paranormal, I mean, there are times that, you know, somebody will tell me a story and I just, and I know that they're off their rocker. I mean, we do that when we go on paranormal investigations. You know, the case manager screens the clients, and, you know, there's some people that do have some mental issues. So there are people where these things are actually in their head, but there's a lot of people, most of the people that I talk to, where that's not the case, that they actually have had an experience, something actually has happened to them. And I talk about all the time when I talk about my origin story, for lack of a better term, of how I got involved in the paranormal field, that you know, when I was a kid in school, we didn't have the internet. You know, it was whatever information you could get your hands on. And I was in a smaller town, so there wasn't a whole lot available down at the library. So when I was finally able to connect with people over like the old bulletin board systems, you know, like Yahoo groups or the old style forums that, you know, people would throw up on some different websites, I was finally able to connect with different people that had had many of the same experience that I had had. And so, you know, you're able to, you know, finally relate to somebody, finally get that story out there and actually learn more about these different topics of conversation within the paranormal and supernatural realms. And so, you know, while you still have to, you know, there's a degree of vetting the information that you're getting, you know, it's still a starting point to be able to connect and relate to people that have had these same experiences. And that's a big thing about our Encounters with the Paranormal series that I always talk about whenever we're just at SILCON, and, you know, people are looking at the books. And when I talk about that encounter series, I always say, you know, yeah, I have my own experiences in there, but there's experiences from other people as well. So that if you don't relate to my experiences, because you might not, you might be able to relate to somebody else's experience and realize you're not alone.
Exactly. It's all about connectivity. We've been preaching this for years. It's about finding that little thread that connects us all and shows us our humanity. And caring about other people and wanting them to know that they're not alone is, I think, one of the things that's made us at Haunted Road Media stand out. Not everybody does that. It's about showing that or finding that invisible thread between all of us that makes us more aware of our humanity and how intertwined we all are. And that is one of the things with Haunted Road Media that has been so prevalent, is that we've given other people, you've given so many people the opportunity to share their stories, to know that they're not alone. So to have somebody who has absolutely no interest in this field, scoffs at it, degrades it, thinks that it's silly, to have them come on one of our pages or one of our videos and basically want to censor or stifle, it makes me question, have we really come as far as we would like to think? To know that those people are still out there that want to say, no, you have to think in this box. This is all you're allowed. You can't think in this box because it might offend me or somebody I love. And that's just terrifying. It's 2019. That shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's still people out there that are like that. And, you know, to me, it's really sad because they live in a very black and white world, and they don't see that it's actually very colorful, that there's so many other things going on around here. You know, not everything that's paranormal is scary. There's a lot of it that's very, very fascinating. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, he has just stuck his head in the ground and pretended that it's not around him. And just because he has his head in the ground doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So,
well, and that's the thing. And for anyone listening to this, please understand, Mike and I support free speech without question. He has his right to his opinion. By all means, we're not saying that that is the case at all. What we're fascinated by and a little bit flabbergasted by is having the right to your own opinion is one thing, but seeking out something just to have a confrontation, that is what we can't wrap our brains around.
That's right. That's right. Scroll, don't troll. You said it.
Scroll, don't troll.
Scroll, don't troll. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another Rabbit Pellet from Haunted Road Media, our Edge of the Rabbit Hole Monday. Something a little extra down at the bottom of the rabbit hole. Please go ahead and follow us or subscribe to us on whichever podcast platform they're currently listening to us on. And also watch our full Edge of the Rabbit Hole episodes every Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on the Haunted Road Media channel at youtube.com/Haunted Road Media. I'm Mike Ricksecker with Vanessa Hogle. Until next time.
Later, Gators.